Welcome to the Better Workday podcast hosted by Niamh Moynihan. Each week, Niamh shares tips, tricks, and insights to help you have a better workday. To start us off for episode one, Niamh, what is productivity?
Hello, and welcome to this episode of the Better Workday podcast. And today we are answering the question, what is productivity? This is the first official episode of the podcast, and I am super excited. Full disclosure, the dogs will not leave the room. So if you hear the odd dog sound in the background, that's Loki and Freya. I'm guessing if you stick around to this podcast, you're going to get to know them. And the reason I'm excited to be here is because I love podcasts and I find them a great way to learn. And I'm really excited about sharing different ways to help you improve the way you work through this platform. Now, we're starting with what seems like a simple question. What is productivity? But honestly, I struggled with it because there's more than just meets the eye when it comes to this question. And I'm going to break it into four different layers. And I'm sure by the end of it, you'll understand why I struggled a little bit. And I'm hoping that you have got some takeaways that you can try or experiment with in your working day afterwards. So I see four different elements to productivity. First, there is the traditional economical definition of productivity. Then there is the act of being productive. Then there is feeling productive, which I think is different. And then there is considering yourself a productive person or your beliefs around yourself. So there's a lot to it, definitely more than just a simple equation. But we will start with a simple equation. So the traditional definition of productivity focuses on input versus outputs. And basically, the more output you get, the more productive you are. So we'll go to my default, which is food. And maybe you are making cheese sandwiches. I always do cheese sandwiches. So maybe you make two sandwiches in 1 hour. So the input is 1 hour of effort and the output is two sandwiches. Now, perhaps after time you get better at doing it, or you get some training, or you get some better equipment, or whatever. And now in the same 1 hour, you make four sandwiches. So now you are more productive. And that's how productivity is measured when it comes to material objects and things that can be counted, I suppose, just like sandwiches or machine parts or, you know, the number of jumpers that you sold, all those kind of things. But a lot of our work isn't that easily defined, okay? And so we have a situation where, you know, we put in all the input and we get the output, but there's no way to count the output, you know? So for example, if I'm creating content, for example, maybe I'm writing a blog. So is the output the number of words or is it the number of blogs? And, you know, where does the quality come into it? And when I start to talk about quality, it leads us on to the bigger one, which is the value. So for a lot of people who are in desk-based or knowledge work, a huge amount of what dictates our productivity is the value of it. As in, you know, it's all well and good to go through the actions to do the job, but unless it creates the desired result, unless it adds the anticipated value, then it's not deemed to be productive. So productivity in the knowledge-based world or the desk-based world is, you know, input over, output over input multiplied by value. So perhaps we'll go back to the sandwich analogy to stick with it. So maybe 1 hour gives you two sandwiches, which is great. And then you go through some training and now 1 hour gives you four sandwiches, which is brilliant. But then for some reason, people decide to switch to wraps. So the value, you know, or the demand or whatever of the sandwiches is zero. So now, although you have four, it is multiplied by zero and your productivity, like, is it nil? And that's the question. And it's what leads me on to the second piece, which is being productive. So as soon as we start to move away from the black and white definition, we start to kind of get to these really murky waters. Like, so are you only being productive if you're doing the most valuable work? But how are you sure that the work is most valuable? Like, what if things change outside of your control? So very few of us work in a vacuum. Very few of us work on our own. And what are we going to do if while we're busy doing all the things we should be doing, things change in someone else's world or things change in terms of the demand or people's perceived, perceived ideas about what you're doing or all those things. So even though you are being productive, does it create any value? So being productive in general, not to get too far down that rabbit hole yet. So being productive is the act of, you know, having a productive day or doing the things that you planned to do. So generally we say that we're being productive when we have a list of things to do and we do them. Which is why things like meetings, interruptions and distractions get such a bad rep, because it prevents us from getting through the to-do list and being productive. Now, I would argue that some of those distractions, interruptions and meetings are very valid, and they might not serve your short-term daily productivity, but they will serve your long-term success. So when I look at being productive or your productivity, I always say, if you look at it minute by minute, it's going to be a very harsh judgment on whether or not you're being productive. But if you take a longer view, such as a week or, oh my God, maybe even a whole month, and then you assess it, then you might have a much better and clearer view of whether or not you are being productive, because you allow for those things. You allow for the ebb and flow of your own attention, your own energy, and plus other people's demands on your time as well. So productive and being productive, I think, can be two different things, or I think we often interchange them. And that kind of leads me on then to level three, which is feeling productive. And this is the one that I think causes a lot of the problems. And it's because it doesn't matter if you're being productive or if, you know, in the traditional calculated sense of the word, your productivity is high. If you don't feel productive, you're not going to feel like you achieved your potential for that day. You might find it hard to switch off. You might be tempted to work additional hours. You could be stressed, and all those negative things come with it. And here is the time to ask the question, what makes us feel productive? So is it the being productive? I don't think so. Because you could be doing all the things, but at the end of the day, you might still go, I don't know if I did enough. You know, I don't feel as if it was a very productive day. You know, and then there might be other days where you only do one thing and you're like, yeah, you know, I had a great day. I feel really good today. And I think it's all about the feedback and, you know, how long you have to wait to get feedback to help you feel that feeling. I'll give you two examples, because I used to work in sales. So I used to work selling men's suits and men's clothing when I was in college. And I would go in, oh, there's Loki. I told you'd hear him. So I would go in and I would sell the suits, and I would work for 8 hours. And by the time I walked in the door and did my job and left, the sale would have been made. So I either sold the suits or I didn't. I either sold the jeans or I didn't. So I had a very clear sense of, yeah, I did the work, as in I went there, I talked to customers, I laid out the floor properly, you know, I helped people with sizing, I tried to upsell. So I did all the tasks. So I was being productive. But I also felt productive because I saw the reward and the feedback, which was the sale was completed. And not only was the sale completed, I was able to log in and check my commission at the end of my shift to see how much I had earned. So in that case, I could feel very productive at the end of the day because I knew exactly what I did. Now, contrast that to when I went into recruitment, where the sales cycle is definitely longer than 8 hours. So in this case, I could have still gone in every day doing all the tasks. So in this case, you know, calling up potential candidates, speaking to clients, prepping people for interview, doing all the things, right? But the sale isn't closed every single day because it goes through these different stages, and sometimes it doesn't move on a stage during the day. So even though I was being productive all day long, did I feel it? Not always. And so unless somebody else gives me feedback, such as a manager or a peer, to say, well done, I heard you do that phone call, or, you know, tell me about the outreach you did. Oh, well done, that's fantastic. Unless I get that external feedback from somebody else in the absence of the closing of the deal, then I might leave feeling like, what, did I do anything at all today? Did I just check the boxes? And I think in jobs where it takes us longer to see the end result, it's more important for us to get that regular feedback, either from our team or from our manager, or even from ourselves, to kind of have these mechanisms to say, yes, you are absolutely on the right track. Now, the other thing about feeling productive is that I think it's hindsight has a huge impact on it. And what I mean, that I even have the marker now in my hand because I'm getting so passionate about this. So the hindsight piece. So you could have a day and you think it was an amazing day. You were like, I was really, really, really productive, right? And, you know, you did loads and loads of work. And then a few weeks later, you find out that that work is no longer needed. So your memory of that day is now, oh, that wasn't a great day. Sure, I mean, I spent all this time on stuff that wasn't even important. So I was busy, but I wasn't being productive. Have you ever said that? Like, oh yeah, I was really busy, but was I being productive? And that's because we're not sure of the value, right? On the other hand, you could have an okay day, tip away at it, you know, send one or two emails. And in the recruitment case, maybe, you know, find a candidate, send them for interview. You know, it was an all right day. It wasn't the best day. It wasn't the worst day. And then you find out that that candidate got placed and, you know, everything worked out brilliantly. And you look back and they're going, yeah, that was a really productive day. What will you tell yourself? I focused on the things that mattered. I focused on the key activities. You know, I worked smarter, not harder. And I'm like, oh my God, that is all down to our memory. Like that's all, you know, our memory of a day linking to whether or not we got the result. But that's no good to us on a daily basis when it's happening. Right. And it kind of creates this kind of up and down roller coaster of, am I productive? Am I not productive? And the feelings go all over the place. And maybe it's just me, but I really don't think it's just me, because when I talk to people in workshops or one to one, I get this a lot. So I think to even out this feeling of, you know, feeling productive, whether or not, you know, you feel productive on a daily basis or weekly basis comes back to feedback. Is your manager giving you regular feedback, or are you able to get feedback along the way from a customer, supplier, project team, whatever it is, to say, yes, at this point in time, it is valuable. Like, I can't tell the future, but right now you are doing the right thing for as best I know, you know, and that's all we can ask for. And, you know, I think one of the issues, just linking on to that, is the fact that in a lot of companies, we start and stop projects or priorities change so much that you can kind of feel like, you are doing really, really well, and then the rug gets pulled from underneath it and you're like, well, that was a whole waste of time. Which leads me into, I do a lot of which leads me into, but I did tell you it was four layers. So layer number four is viewing yourself as a productive person. And this is where things can get, I suppose, dangerous in terms of impacting your self-confidence, your self-esteem, your view of yourself, and, you know, will impact the way that you show up to work and maybe other areas as well. And that's, you know, do you see yourself as a productive person, as someone who gets things done? Or do you see yourself as a procrastinator, or someone who gets caught up in busy work, or somebody who's always, you know, doing lots of things but not really going anywhere, spinning their wheels? And I think it's the culmination of lots of days of feeling productive or feeling unproductive. And so that's why I think that feeling piece is so important. Because if every day we finish the day going, God, like, I know I did a lot, but I don't know if I did enough, then the narrative is going to be like, I don't do enough. And that's going to be self-fulfilling maybe in your own head. And it's going to cause unnecessary stress, unnecessary pressure, perhaps some anxiety and all those other things. So to view ourselves as a productive person, again, I think it's very, very important for us to step back and understand, first of all, what good enough is. And second of all, like, what your expectations are of yourself in terms of the day, and knowing that nobody is perfectly productive. Okay, I'm going to say that again, because it's very important. Nobody is perfectly productive. There isn't a person I know that doesn't have a bad day. There isn't a person I know that hasn't wasted their time on something that hasn't worked out. And wasted is in inverted commas, because it's time spent at the time they thought they were doing the right thing. There's no one I know that doesn't get interrupted. There's nobody I know that doesn't, you know, take a half day because they're feeling tired and they go look after themselves instead of plowing on. Nobody is productive 100% all of the time. We're not machines. And you know what? Not even machines are productive all the time. Like, they still need downtime as well. So, like, nothing is up all the time. And I think we really do need to take a step back and look in the mirror and ask, what do I expect of you? And is that realistic? Or are you just basing it on the culmination of all these imagined productive people that honestly, they don't exist. Now, what people who succeed do is that, of course, they know themselves well. They know what work is important. They know how they work well. They look after themselves. And I do believe they get that regular feedback. And that allows them to kind of working their way back. So to feel like they are, or to see themselves as a productive person, because they have the systems in place, they know what they should be working on, they look after themselves and they get their work done. Then they feel productive because they get the feedback either from their managers, their clients, their suppliers, themselves, their peers, whoever. And as a result, that allows them to be productive on a daily basis because they are more motivated. They are probably higher energy coming into their work because, again, they feel it and they believe that they are that person. And as a result, the productivity or the output of that individual is optimized because they are giving their best and their best is coming on out. So what is productivity? Productivity, I suppose, is your output divided by your input, multiplied by the value. And then wrapped around all that, you have to consider perception, feedback, and your own beliefs. So I wish I had a simple answer to this short question, but I don't. But what I do know is that this is a bit of a conversation starter, right? So what I want you to do after this episode is have a chat with the people who you work with most often. So if that's your team, or maybe if you're self-employed, maybe it's your peers or people who you meet with quite often, and ask each other, like, what does productivity mean to you? How do you consider yourself as being productive? Or what does a productive day look like? What makes you feel productive? And what feedback can I give you to assure you or reassure you when you are doing the work that is most valuable? And play back this episode a couple of times if you like to kind of get some more ideas around that. So that's it. I've made it to the end of the first official episode. There is so much I want to share with you. So I'm really looking forward to doing that over the coming weeks and months and, you know, for as long as this goes. But until next time, stay well and have a better work day.
Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed this episode. The Better Workday podcast is about helping you have a better workday. So we'd love to hear your thoughts and questions. You can find our social media details as well as any references from this episode in the show notes.